Since April, the Standing Rock Sioux and thousands of Native American supporters and other activists have been camped out on tribal land in North Dakota. They're protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. The pipeline will carry fracked oil from the Bakken in North Dakota to Illinois. The protesters say the route, tunneling under a lake, will jeopardize clean water for the tribe and others, and that construction has already desecrated burial sites and other sacred land. The Obama administration put a hold on the final permit to build this section of the pipeline until there's more information about its impacts. But the Army Corps has ordered the protesters, called the Water Protectors, to leave the camp by December 5th. Harsh winter conditions and reports of intimidation by authorities, including the use of water cannons and a blockade of supplies, have prompted military veterans from across the country to head to Standing Rock this weekend to stand with the protesters. Helen Gearhart is a veteran and grassroots organizer from Pittsburgh. She's packing up her car and driving the almost 1,400 miles to lend her support to the protesters. I got a chance to sit down and talk with Gearhart before she left. So what kinds of things are you bringing with you?
Everything from Sub-Zero sleeping bags to face masks, gas masks, full body suits, insulated body suits. As the weather gets more extreme, that kind of stuff will really mean the difference between survival and or being able to really stick it out over time, which a lot of the people who are there feel that it's going to be a long fight.
So how did this trip come about? Why did you decide to go?
Well, I had been sharing the news about this veterans action on Facebook, by social media, and it felt like it was time to put my own body in alignment with my beliefs. You know, I'm a veteran of the Iraq War. I delivered supplies to military camps all across Iraq. And many times our convoys would be following all these oil extraction convoys. They were extracting the wealth, the oil wealth of Iraq. There were so many private companies that were sending private security, making profits off the country in numerous ways. And so it feels very fitting that I would now deliver supplies to a camp that is resisting the continuance of a whole system, energy system, that's wrecking our planet. You know, through this whole garbage fire of an election, climate change was barely talked about. And it is the crisis of our time. We're facing massive displacements, massive poverty, famine, drought. You know, we see the kind of ecological devastation that's happening in our own country. And the Water Protectors are bringing the attention of the entire world to that crisis. And so I want to do everything I can to help support them.
So many veterans across the country are heading to Standing Rock this weekend for a few days action. And their intent is to provide some sort of protection for the protesters there. So what will you do when you arrive in Standing Rock?
I am going to talk with people who I know well, good friends whose judgment I trust. I want to talk with the indigenous leaders, with the Water Protectors themselves. I want to be fully assured by them that this action is in accord with their own concerns, tactics, strategies. And if so, then I will take part with the Veterans Action. If not, I will try to observe, witness, write, and record stories from it. So I will be there. I just want to make sure that there is real respect for the careful planning and thoughtful training in civil disobedience that has characterized the actions of the Water Protectors at Standing Rock.
The police presence at the camp has been referred to as militarized. Water cannons and dogs have been used on protesters there. And I'm wondering, as a veteran, if that has special significance for you.
Absolutely. When I was in the National Guard, we were actually trained in crowd control methods. And over the past years, the restrictions and the safeguards on such use of force have really gone down. You know, our various military forces, our police forces, and private security forces have become increasingly brutal in their use of force.
Are you afraid for your safety?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid. But it's you know, it's a different kind of fear than I felt in Iraq. The time I was most afraid is when the news about Abu Ghraib hit the airwaves. I was there in 2004.
Abu Ghraib, that's the prison where there was shown to be torture of prisoners there.
Yeah. And up until then, I really had not felt much fear. But when I drove out of the camp that day, nobody would even look at us. And the kids that used to run toward the truck for candy or for food that we would throw out the windows would not even look at us. And so that's such a different kind of fear than putting yourself on the line for causes that you care about when you're trying to be responsible to your communities and to the larger global community that we're a part of.
Are there connections for you between the conflict at Standing Rock and issues around pipelines and safety here in Pennsylvania?
I've been very impressed by the ways that the water protectors have highlighted just how many spills there have been, how they have polluted waterways that affect enormous watersheds. The water protectors are saying this is not just simply about protecting our rights over our indigenous lands, where there's a treaty, this is actually our land. They're saying this water goes out into so many different communities, and we're standing up for them as well. And so I think that I do want to do a better job of lifting up exactly what's happening here in Pennsylvania and showing those connections.
Do you think of yourself as an environmental activist?
I guess now I do. I've done quite a bit of talking about environmental justice in terms of how low-income communities are most affected by environmental crises. My work, my jobs, my various volunteers have not been really explicitly focused on environmental activism. I'm going to have to become much more of an environmental activist over the next years as we witness what climate change is doing to our communities.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Kara.
Helen Gearhart is a veteran. She served with the Missouri Army National Guard in the Iraq War and an activist in Pittsburgh. There's more about the Standing Rock Sioux and the Dakota Access Pipeline at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.